The time is the unspacious continuum in which events occur in apparently irreversible succession. But that's not really important right now. Continuum in which events occur in apparently irreversible succession. Don't ask me why I know that. And if you don't get your rest, your nose explodes. So it gives you a cool microphone voice, but other than that, it's not much fun. All right. So this is the time of offering. It's also a time for us to demonstrate our trust in the Lord. For some, that may not be difficult. For some, it may be. I know in the last year and a half for our family, learning how to put our trust in the Lord has been key to our success. And there's a book that Peggy Joyce Ruth wrote that those who trust in the Lord will not be disappointed. And that is what I want to focus on this morning. Trust in the Lord and you shall not be disappointed. Let's turn to Matthew 19, 16 through 24. This is the parable of the rich young ruler. I don't know if it's a parable, but Matthew 19, 16 through 24. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which, Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. He had great possessions, for he had great possessions. Basically, he was able to do everything but give up what he held on to. And he put his trust in himself when it came to finances and his possessions. And he didn't put it in the Lord. Several places in Scripture it talks about putting our trust in the Lord. Romans 9:33, Paul wrote, Just as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. He who believes in him will not be disappointed. Romans 10:11, For the scripture says, Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. And in Psalms 22:5, In thee they trusted and were not disappointed. Peter, you can go ahead and pass the envelopes. Trust is a decision, not a feeling, just as Josh talked about last week. It's something you decide to do because you may be overwhelmed by the situation, whether it's finances or something in your life, but there's a point where you just have to make that decision that I'm going to trust in the Lord. And specifically with tithe, that may be a difficult thing. You may say, you know what, I'm barely making the bills. How can I possibly give a tenth or a tithe or an offering above and beyond my tithe to the Lord? And that's where we can make that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to trust in the Lord, and I know I won't be disappointed. I know my bills will be met, and I know he'll take care of me. I wanted to read just a paragraph out of the book here. It's kind of a declaration that goes along with our feelings and not going along with our feelings. Trust is a decision, it's not a feeling. Trust is also a resolution that we activate when we say to God from our hearts, I don't care what the situation looks like, I don't care what my reasoning ability is dictating to me, I'm just not going there. I also don't care if it looks as though you didn't come through. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what negative reports come down the pike. I don't care what my emotions are dictating. I have made up my mind that from this day forth, I'm going to steadfastly trust what you have said. I will be obedient to what you tell me to do. I will make your word my final authority. and then I will rest in you. And when feelings of disappointment try to crowd in, I will make that my warning signal, and I will stop and renew my choice to trust in you. Then, Lord, the rest is up to you. Go ahead and pass the offering basket. Jeremiah 17:5-7 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord." We'll go ahead and do our confession now. Chris, do you have that? All right, here we go. As I tithe and give offering, I am believing for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and return checks, tax in the mail, gifts and good surprises, finding money, bills decreased and bills paid off, blessing and increase. I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. I claim great harvest on all seeds sown. I declare I am debt-free, increasing abundantly in every area, and everything I put my hands to shall prosper. Grace of God abounding towards me, and I am living in the fullness of His covenant blessings. I am redeemed from the curse of the law and living according to God's plan of seed time and harvest. I am daily loaded down with His benefits, and He is my source of income and blessings. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all of my financial needs, that I have more than enough to give to the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we put our trust in you, and let this be a physical action of that, Lord, that we are giving to you because we trust in you, that there will be more than enough in our storehouses, and that we will prosper abundantly because of you, not because of anything that we do, Lord. We thank you for these tithes and offerings, Lord, and we just pray a blessing over them. In Jesus' name, amen.